Keep climbing, July 2nd. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, and acceptable, and perfect, will of God. God will accept nothing less than unreserved surrender. Half-hearted, sinful, professing Christians would spoil heaven, were they permitted to enter. They would stir up a second rebellion there. Those who know the truth, yet do not exalt the author of truth, will never enter the city of God. Heaven would be purgatory to them, because they know nothing of the high, holy principles that govern the members of the royal family above. The directions that Christ has given are so distinct and so definite that no one need take a false step. Let us not think that because we have made crooked paths for our feet, every other professing Christian has done the same thing. Let the one who in the past has been a fault finder begin to climb the ladder heavenward, keeping his eyes fixed on the light above. The true Christian keeps the windows of the soul open heavenward. He lives in fellowship with Christ. His will is conformed to the will of God. Shall we not, in the few days of probation that remain to us, act like men and women seeking for life in the kingdom of God, even in eternity of bliss? We are to strive earnestly to reach the standard set before us. Not as a penance are we to do this, but as the only means of gaining true happiness. The only way to gain peace and joy is to have a living connection with Him who gave His life for us, who died that we might live, and who lives to unite His power with the efforts of those who in this life are striving to overcome. Holiness is constant agreement with God. Shall we not be that which Christ so greatly desires us to be, Christians indeed and in truth, that the world may see in our lives a revelation of the saving power of truth? This world is our preparatory school, and while here we shall meet with trials and difficulties. But we are safe while we cleave to Him who gave His life as an offering for us. In the lower school of earth we are to learn the lessons that will prepare us to enter the higher school, where our education will continue under the personal instruction of Christ. Then He will open to us the meaning of His word. We cannot afford to miss the privilege of seeing His face and of hearing the gospel from His lips. Shall we not put our whole souls into the work of preparing for admission into the higher school, where we shall see Christ face to face? Unreserved surrender.